Cocharson Springs seems like a long time from, has happened months ago. You've still got August 6th in your front mirror, I guess, looking ahead. But let's go back for a second. You know the story everybody wants to talk about is Ryan Finley. And we all know, on the other hand, it's a legal situation that you guys do not talk about. But fans still want to know, when may they hear something about what is going on with him? When would you anticipate being able to let people know what's going on?
Yeah, going kind of back to the spring, we're actually going through, our cut-ups, from spring with the coaches as we prepare for summer. And so as our guys show up on June 1st and get started, they're going to run their practices throughout the summer. Mm-hmm. And so what we did in spring will carry over into summer. And, the way the guys run it now, they basically run their own practices out there and they do a great job of it. And that will carry into fall camp. As far as Ryan, like anybody on our football team, I would say this, our job, we're in the education business, and these young guys, things happen. Ryan, as summer goes on, needs to take care of his business. And then, as we get into fall camp, we'll readdress that situation at that time.
Let's stay with the quarterback situation out of the spring, though. You made a comment that you liked where Finley was at, that, we'll see what he does with the summer. We'll see what he does in the fall practices. Assess that, and strategically speaking, the others as well, the Stewarts, the Ogles, and Rippon, and how this looks, or do you start evaluating this much more when you start hearing how these player-run practices are going?
Well, I think this, when you come out of spring, there's so much information that these quarterbacks, especially when you're having the kind of a quarterback competition, there's not a starter. There's so much information. There's so many reps they get. There's so much to learn. As they go into the summer, right now they've already processed all that. They know and they're focused, I hope, as we get into summer, on what they need to work on. And, we're not out there in those player-run practices, but you're going to see, and we hope to see, and this has been the case, over some time here with our quarterbacks, different players that come out of the summer at that position. And, Ryan did a great job in spring. I really thought Rip, was coming on right in the spring game. Minus the weather, he actually, he played really well. Tommy Stewart had his best spring or performance, since he's been here. And Alex Ogle, that guy, we talked about his physical tools. He's just got to really dive into, what we're doing. And this summer, that's what it's about offensively. And all these guys will do that. So I like where we're sitting. We don't have that guy yet. We will in fall camp. But I'm more excited to see, that position when we start up August 6th and hit that first practice, just how different they are. Because I know they will be. And that's really the fun part about it, to watch these guys just progress. And they're all young. And so they're going to be completely different when they show up in August.
Ryan Harsin, our guest on Sports Radio The Ticket. Any more urgency to establishing a number two or three just because of the uncertainty with Ryan Finley, or are you confident that everything will work out?
Well, there's always urgency to establish, competition. And, I'm never, any position thinking everything's going to be just fine. That's the one thing. As these guys go throughout the summer, spring ball, you start over. There's your guys that have played and all that, but summer and fall camp, you're back to competing before you actually step on that field and play that first game. And we've had an addition, Austin Cottrell, from Scottsdale Community College, wide receiver that signed with us, with Troy Ware, and that being a real unfortunate situation for him, we're excited about Austin coming in and providing depth, at the wide receiver position and providing size. He's a good sized guy. So, we're going to compete this summer. We're going to come into fall camp. We're going to continue to compete. And then, we'll put that formula together of who those guys are going to be before we step on the field. But yeah, for everybody, there's a sense of urgency, and there needs to be, if we're going to accomplish what we want to.
Let's stay with the transfers. Kelsey Young comes in from Stanford to compete with his brother Corey at the same position. You had Jeremy McNichols with a hernia, getting back to do some drills, but not fully back on the field. Talk about how Kelsey fits into all this and Jeremy and his health.
Well, Kelsey's a guy that's played. you know, he's got experience and he's played at a high level, for a very good program in a similar downhill physical style of offense. And, you know, that's one thing that, we really liked. You know, and Corey really came on, and in the spring game, I thought he had his best performance. You know, so here's Corey now that's really coming on. His brother's going to be here. And then McNichols, you know, we kept him out of spring with that hernia surgery. And, you know, I think from that standpoint, when you get Jeremy back going, I think you've got, you know, two guys there that have experience of playing, he and Kelsey. And then if Corey will continue, Jack Fields had a very nice spring. He continues to keep coming along. Devin Demas, you know, now you've got more of that committee. This is what we've had for a lot of years here. We didn't have a Jay Ajayi, even with Doug Martin, Jeremy Avery, you know, those guys at that time, DJ Harper, you know, we were rotating those guys around. And that was a good formula for us. So we don't know what that formula is yet, but we know we've got guys that can be successful. And if we utilize them the right way, you know, we'll be making an impact in the backfield.
Does Jeremy McNichols' role kind of change coming up? When I saw him this spring, before the spring game, I saw a guy that had physically matured. I was surprised at his size. He's a much bigger guy, I think, than some of us remember, fly sweeping and what you were doing with him beginning of that Nevada game. Describe how he may have changed when we see him August 6th.
Well, you know, yeah, his role has changed tremendously. You had Jay, who was your running back, and you had McNichols, who was the guy that came in there and gave you a lot of this variety. You know, you could use him, kind of toy around with him a little bit, so to speak. And that's changed. You know, he's going to be in the backfield now. Now, he's still capable of doing that, but yeah, physically, he's gotten bigger. He's stronger. He'll be faster this summer, because he's going to be running between the tackles a whole lot more than what he was doing when Jay was here, and he knows that. So, you know, that's just the development of that position and what he's going to be able to do for us. And the fun thing with Jeremy is, you know, you're going to have a downhill guy and then also this guy that can split out there and really run like a wide receiver route-wise, which is what he was doing for us as well. So, you know, we like the variety he brings. You know, and I think him playing and the type of season we had last year, that maturity for a young player, you know, being around those guys has really helped him.
You know, Coach, we see that Rick Smith was still on the roster in the spring. I know he's had a challenge ahead of him. Can you update us and the fans on anything about his status?
Yeah, Rick is always and is still a part of our team. That hasn't changed. And he'll be out there this summer and be ready to roll. So that has never been a change of status for him. So we're excited to get him going. You know, and all of our guys in spring, you know, we had about 9 starters that were out, you know, with different surgeries and things that they had to get cleaned up from the season. And so getting all these guys back and being at full strength in the summer and then, you know, hopefully that carries into fall, you know, then that's going to help our entire football team.
So Rick Smith will be back reporting in the fall for practice, and then you'll evaluate how much he can go, or is he full go right away?
He'll be ready to rock and roll. We'll get him here in the summer, get him going, and then come fall camp. Yeah, he's ready to play. So, you know, we should be, with all of our injuries, you know, come fall camp, as long as summer goes the way we plan, everybody's back. Everybody's full strength. We'll have all of our new guys in July. And, you know, that's your official 2015 Broncos squad when you have all these guys here. And we're looking forward to that. We feel like with the incoming guys that we signed this last year, we really like them. They're all excited to get here. They're all kind of at a point right now. They're all graduating here in the next week or so. And we'll have them up here July 6th and let our guys kind of get a hold of them. Get them accustomed to how we do things, and then we're ready to roll.
Speaking of a guy ready to roll, what about Joey Martirano and your thoughts on letting him do this baseball thing again, even though he has made such progress at that position, was a playmaker, seems to be in line to get more playing time? Did you have any second thoughts this time around, or was there never even a consideration?
No, he did make a lot of strides this spring. I think we have a better plan for him than we did last summer as far as his workout and conditioning. So you obviously learn. But no, as far as here's the one thing that I've always thought, if I was in his position, I would want to do that, and I would do that. And so I'm excited for Joe. I think, you know, that we have a player on our team that's got the ability to play another sport at that level. That to me is exciting. And we'll get him back here. He's going to train and do a better job this summer. He's got more experience playing. He knows what he wants to do for our team. And so I fully expect him when he gets back here come fall camp, he'll be ready to go. We'll coach him up, Coach Avalos, and that group of linebackers. They do such a great job in the classroom and on the field. You know, Joey's going to jump right back in and be ready to go. So I'm excited for him. You know, I hope he has a great, you know, season while he's playing and doing his baseball deal this summer, and then we get him back, and that continues.
Boise State head football coach Brian Harsin, our guest here on Sports Radio The Ticket. A reminder, the youth camp at Albertson Stadium for Boise State begins June 8th through the 10th for 6 to 13-year-olds. They do have spots available. You can register at BoiseStateFootballCamp.com. We'll talk more about defensive personnel and the total cost of attendance rule, which is across the country, with Coach Harsin as we continue on Sports Radio The Ticket.